New on Way 31 News at 5, we're hearing exclusively tonight from the neighbor of the Hartzell family who lost their 4-year-old child in a dog attack. Way 31 reporter Paige Meyer joins us live now. And Paige, you spent the day speaking with neighbors and first responders. This has been an understandably traumatizing experience for everyone. Just hearing about it is difficult.
Marie, that's exactly right. It's understandably been an emotional day for the Hartzell community. Today I spoke with the little boy's grandfather, neighbors, the Morgan County Sheriff's Office, as well as the Morgan County Coroner, who were all on the verge of tears just speaking about the incident. Now, one of the neighbors who lives just a few blocks away tells me it's truly heartbreaking what happened to this family. Now, Mike Swofford here with the Morgan County Sheriff's Office tells me the call came in just before 6 yesterday evening. The first vehicle was on the scene within 4 minutes. Swofford says once they arrived, responders began assisting the child and found the father was also attacked by a neighbor's dog. Swofford identified the breed of that dog as an English Bulldog. An officer eventually put that dog down at the scene as it was still aggressive at the time. The child was transported by ambulance with law enforcement escort to the Cater Morgan Hospital. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. Alana Golgotson says that what happened is truly heartbreaking.
My heart is with children, and I always think that if any child has to pass, the thought that a child's scared right before passing just makes me, like, sick to my stomach.
Lana says she will continue praying for the family. Now, Brian Clayton, superintendent of Hartzell City Schools, confirmed the boy was a student and attended Crestline Elementary. The family has asked not to release the boy's name. And so far, a GoFundMe was created to raise money for the family. Paige Meyer, Way 31 News.
Another 2024 dog bite fatality. Reports by dogsbite.org. Child dies after a violent bull breed mauling in Morgan County, Alabama. There's a photo of a boy with a caption.
Bill Clark, 4 years old, died after a violent bull breed mauling in Morgan County, Alabama.
And the report is originally from February 27, 2024. Child killed by bull breed, Hartzell, Alabama. Last night, the Morgan County Sheriff's Office published an update about a violent bull breed mauling involving a 4-year-old boy. It began with a dog bit a child. Child in critical condition. Deputies had to put down the dog. The next update, shortly thereafter, states the child has passed away. At about 6 p.m., deputies were dispatched to a home on Ramblewood Private Drive off Vault Bridge Road. The dog involved belonged to the child's neighbor, the sheriff's office said. That same night, the sheriff's office posted another update.
Please pray for the family of the child who was killed by a dog tonight in our community, as well as our deputies, EMS, coroner, VFD, and dispatchers that handled this call or responded to the scene. Tonight is hard.
The word dog was later changed to Old English Bulldog. The audio dispatch logs from the Decatur, Morgan County Public Safety became difficult to listen to when we heard the ETA of the air evac was
20 minutes.
The boy's father sustained serious injuries trying to save his son. He was treated and released from the hospital. Both families involved are friends.
4-year-old male attacked by a canine.
The dispatcher states.
He's covered in blood. CPR is in progress. Child has bite wounds to the neck.
A few seconds later, he states.
Advised that the canine is in the neighbor's yard.
Then the ETA is announced.
Survival flight 20 minutes is en route. It has an ETA of 20 minutes.
The dispatcher states. The segment ends with the details about the landing zone. The sheriff's office warned people to
stay away from the area. Use caution, large police and EMS presence.
The Old English Bulldog is not recognized by the AKC or the Fédération Cynologique Internationale, FCI.
It's yet another revived bull breed created from the English sport of bull baiting, practiced from approximately 1100 until 1835,
states the UKC. This revived bull breed was created in a 1971 breeding program that began using a line breeding scheme to rapidly achieve a dog that matched the look of the bull baiting dog of the early 1800s. The UKC did not recognize the breed until 2014. According to working bulldog breeders, the foundation crosses consisted of English Bulldog and Bull Mastiff American Pit Bull Terrier and American Bulldog. The Old English Bulldog, also spelled Old English Bulldog, is one of the breeds used in the creation of the American XL Bully, the largest of four sizes of the American Bully breed, which was recently banned in the United Kingdom. The dog that killed this little boy was first identified as a pit bull, likely because it looked and acted like one. A GoFundMe created for the boy's family has raised over $30,000 in only 5 hours.
Kevin and Haley Clark are beloved members of the Hartselle, Alabama community,
states Emily Reeves, who organized the fundraiser.
Tragically, they lost their 4-year-old son, Beau, on February 26, 2024. Please donate to help support them and their family during this difficult time. Our hearts go out to the Clark family and to all of the medical and law enforcement responders who worked so hard to save his life.
The mother is a teacher. The Decatur Daily, which is behind a paywall, states,
the victim's son of a beloved Hartselle High School English teacher, Haley Clark, Beau's mother, previously taught at Hartselle Junior High before transferring to the high school.
According to Principal Brad Cooper, the photograph on the high school's website is the same one used in the GoFundMe. Brian Clayton, the superintendent of Hartselle City Schools, confirmed
Beau was a student who attended Crestline Elementary.
Morgan County Coroner Jeff Chun commented on Facebook about the support the family has received.
I have been in public service going on 43 years and never seen so many people come together as one as they did last night. There were so many, from the dispatchers, police officers, fire, EMS, hospital staff, and even the bystanders were kneeling in prayer. It makes you proud to live in a community and be part of a first responder family like this. Please continue to pray.
There's a photo showing a few dogs. The caption says,
a friend of the dog owner lives in Hartselle and breeds sells Old English Bulldogs, OEBs. On Facebook, Bulldog Babies, Hartselle, Alabama, in typical American bully breeder fashion. He mixes and matches his bull breeds. He crosses OEBs with French Bulldogs, boxers, and more. He also owns pit bulls that he blends into his designer bull breed concoctions.
There's an update from February 29, 2024. On Thursday, Morgan County Sheriff's Ron Pickett issued a release stating that
no charges are expected in the death of the 4-year-old Beau Clark. Investigators determined the dog was securely maintained on its own property and had no history of violent, aggressive behavior. The child was riding his bike, but for unknown reasons entered the yard he had been in numerous times. The child was familiar with the dog and had been around it numerous times in the past.
Sheriff Puckett added,
the families were friends and have routinely shared many life events together, and that this is an incredible tragedy in the truest sense of the word.
We know from our own 19 years of data, 2005 to the present, that fatal dog maulings resulting in criminal charges
comprise of
20% or less of all fatal attacks. Seldom is someone to blame when a pit bull explodes, attacking and killing a child and severely injuring an able-bodied adult male who intervened to save his son's life. Details from earlier reporting. We retrieved the article from the Daily Decatur, which had previously been behind a paywall because it contains additional details. Morgan County Sheriff's Office spokesman Mike Swofford said,
the call initially indicated the child had been hit by a car. Deputies were unprepared for the horrific scene that awaited them. Once they arrived on the scene, one of four deputies was helping the father with the child, and the other deputy was able to locate the lost dog, which was still aggressive.
Swofford said. The article also delves into similar breed dog history.
Breed history and functionality of the Old English Bulldog, a modern revived bull baiting breed, and pit bull terriers, both engineered to excel in blood sports and are descendants of fighting and baiting dogs.
Morgan County Animal Shelter Director Darren Tucker, whose department collected the dog's body and sent off specimens for analysis, said
the animal appeared to be a pit bull mix weighing between 40 and 60 pounds,
reports the Daily Decatur.
We were unable to obtain a photograph of the dog involved, however.
Director Tucker, who collected the animal, believes it's predominantly pit bull. Tucker said the dog's owners called about getting the dog's remains. The health department would not allow it. He said,
the dog has been sent in because of the severity of the incident.
He added that
97% of the calls that animal control responds to for aggressive animals end up being pit bull related. His shelter relies heavily on rescue groups to adopt out dogs. But at least two of those groups will not take pit bulls at all because the breed's trigger is unpredictable.
Tucker told the Daily Decatur, Tucker also made a statement that victims' advocates say,
It's in that dog not to let go. If it had been a golden retriever, a cocker spaniel, or Irish setter, it would have probably bit and have been done, and that child would have been alive today,
he said. Tucker urged people to
carefully investigate breeds and temperaments when adopting dogs,
reports Daily Decatur.
As expected from this part of the country, when a tragedy happens, all you hear is pray for this and pray for that. And also as expected, not an utterance of the root causes of the tragic killing, nor any apparent effort for accountability or justice, nor any mention of preventative actions. The whole deal seems to have been quickly labeled an accident, swept under the rug, and everybody just goes home and keeps everything the same. In the aftermath, investigators seem to have been very interested in the friendship of the families and not in digging any past aggressive behaviors by the dog, which I believe are likely to have been overlooked to quickly close the case. The whole ordeal seems to have been about the community coming together and ignoring the still lurking threat of aggressive dogs among children. There is a saying that prayer without action does not make it past the ceiling. I believe this wholeheartedly, and this seems to be the case repeatedly with at least two things here in the U.S., aggressive dogs and guns. Even after the death of a child caused by these, the grasp on these two idols is strong in America. Dogs and guns are often acquired as weapons to intimidate and to fend off a supposed threat for many not-so-bright Americans. By invoking prayer, the police, the media, and even the very victims of a dog mauling are quickly placing all that occurred out of the hands of humans. And so, blame and accountability become a low priority and irrelevant. I believe this ignorance and fanatic beliefs is what keeps change from taking place and prevention from occurring. No causes, root, or not were mentioned, let alone addressed during the reports or investigation of this case. Interestingly, the investigation cited the family's friendship with the dog's owner, a comment that implies no harm, no foul, just because of this friendship. Resting on the flawed logic of how can friends possibly hurt each other if not by accident? The known aggressive nature of the dog involved was ignored, and the access of the unsupervised young child to the dog was not mentioned as an act of negligence, let alone a criminal one. Lastly, I suspect that looking into the history of the dog was very superficial, as dogs generally display aggressiveness long before a major attack occurs. I assure you that if you look deep and back far enough, you'd find telltale signs of an imminent attack. If no wrongdoing was even apparently considered by all involved, the hopes for any justice and accountability are slim to none. Apparently, in this case, as in many others involving the death of children, justice for the killed child is a low priority. Apparently, once the young victim is gone, the parents' well-being and quick return to normality is a top priority. Any talk of changes, bans, and regulations are avoided. Apparently, many in this part of the country believe any changes to the laws that they grew up with are a threat to their way of life. Tragically, the lack of accountability, at least for negligence, will likely enable a repeat of this tragedy in short order. Likewise, without accountability nor recognition of even that there is something wrong, comes the lack of preventative measures. The family may not get another aggressive dog for a while, but neighbors and others will see this as just an accident involving a crazy dog, and see it as something unlikely to happen to them and their beloved child or dog. Preventative actions would require the change of laws and regulations involving dogs and the access of children to dogs. Apparently, just these are too much for many here in America, let alone the array of bannings and restrictions that are required to really protect people from aggressive dogs. The center of this tragedy, the preventable death of a young child, sadly, was turned into a spectacle of the heroic actions of law enforcement and emergency workers, the coming together of the community. Lots of prayers for the victims and those heroes who could not save the child, and the speedy raising of money by the victim's family. The consequences of all this delusion and inaction are clear, a coming repeat of the same story, perhaps in another neighborhood.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please look for the next episode soon, and please ensure to share this with your friends and family. And please like this content and subscribe as a sign of support and for me to continue to provide this type of content to more people like you. Lastly, if you wish to support this content further, please visit the links provided in this publication. Thank you.